moment that the military dictator of the Scholian Imperialate had any desire for peace.
Gods only know his motives. No, I take that back. His motives are obvious. He knows we'll subjugate his little Imperialate. That's the only reason he signed the treaty.
Little? Jabriel gave him an incredulous look. 1 trillion people is little?
Compared to us.
They weren't really arguing about the Imperialate. No, this debate was a distraction from the real battle. Imperator Scholia was Jabriel's uncle. Of course, Jabriel could never speak the truth, that his mother came from the dynasty that ruled their enemies. He would forever give lip service to the pretty lie that his mother had been a Euboean empress hidden away with her son to protect them against assassins. If the truth ever became known, that Jabriel was also an heir to the throne of their enemies, the aristos would turn on him with a vengeance. Corbal had no wish to use that secret against Jabriel. The Emperor knew about too many of Corbal's hidden skeletons. Nor did Corbal want the throne. Jabriel's wife had yet to produce an heir, which meant that as Jabriel's closest kin, Corbal was next in line. However, he preferred to wield his influence from the shadows. Staying off the throne kept him from becoming a target, especially now with Jabriel's infernal peace treaty, which had to be the most unpopular success Corbal had ever seen. So many people wanted the Emperor destroyed, Corbal wondered how the boy slept at all. Then again, Jabriel had the courage to sleep with his gorgeous barracuda of a wife.
Gods only knew how he survived that trauma.
It doesn't matter what the rest of the universe thinks, Jabriel told him. We're going to trade goods with the Scholians instead of bombs.
And when I'm on the throne after some assassin puts you out of your misery, Corbal said sourly, I'm sure Imperator Scholia will be just as pleased to deal with me as with you.
After all, the Imperator had no idea he was Jabriel's uncle. I'm going to survive, Jabriel regarded him steadily. I may go down in history as the most despised man ever to live, but I'll be damned if I'll die just to further the rest of humanity's desire to wipe itself out in warfare.
Very noble, Corbal said. Very dramatic. Very stupid. I thought you had outgrown this dream of yours to save humanity from itself.
The day I outgrow my dream for peace, Jabriel said, will be the day I stop living.
I know, Corbal said softly.
Jabriel had made up his damn mind long ago. Perhaps in a hidden recess of Corbal's subconscious, he even shared the dream. But this peace would never succeed.
In the end, it would tear apart both empires, from within and without.
Aliana Miller Azina's happy world existed only in her mind. Reality was the fist of her stepfather, Call, the snarl of his mouth, the red stare of his two small eyes. He looked like an aristo, but he had never come close to that life. If his father was an aristo, that exalted being had never deigned to acknowledge his illegitimate son. Like everyone else, Aliana knew, Call wore the collar and wrist guards of a taskmaker slave. But those aristo red eyes gave Call an authority among the rest of the vermin here in the Tech-Mech slums, a reminder that Call descended from a deity rather than crawling out from under a rock like everyone else. Today, Call was yelling. Again. Fury turned his alcohol-swollen face even redder. Aliana stood pressed against the wall of the module where they lived. For most of the 16 years of her life, she had tried to...